everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I've been really excited to watch the influx of missionaries, both men and women, as the age limit has been lowered. And it's really exciting to see how many of the youth are stepping up to the plate and turning in their papers and going on missions. And it just seems like the numbers are increasing day by day. I was reading an article on Mormon Newsroom, and they're talking about that due in part to this influx of thousands of young missionaries who are responding to the lowering of age requirements for mission services, that each mission in the church will organize a mission leadership council that will include both elder, which is for the males, and sister, which is the females, as missionary leaders. The new mission leadership council will consist of the mission president and his wife, assistants to the president, zone leaders, and sister training leaders, a newly created role. The role of sister training leader has been created as more female missionaries serve in missions around the world. Sister training leaders will be responsible for the training and welfare of female missionaries assigned to them and will be members of and participate in the new Mission Leadership Council. I served a mission years ago, and it's exciting that there are so many sisters now, that there is a need for such a role. It's an exciting time and exciting to watch the church as it's moving forward. Shortly before General Conference, I asked for stories that you have with your family in regards to General Conference, if there are any fun traditions that you do or things that you would be willing to share. And one of the stories I received was from Lance, and he is from the Midwest. And this is what he says. I have to admit, I've known about the Mormon Channel for a long time, but due to time, place, and circumstance, I've just not explored the channel much, but working in my home office today, I turned it on, and your episode about fun family traditions caught my attention and prompted me to share. Lance says in his email that they are blessed with the ability to get General Conference via satellite, and he says, over the years, we've always gathered our family around the TV in the family room to watch, and we might have had some little things that the kids would do to stay occupied. The General Conference weekends have always been challenging from the aspect that my wife is an RN and works every Friday night and Sunday night, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So Saturday morning, she is usually sleeping through the first session, fighting sleep through the second, and then has to go back to bed where she sleeps a few hours before leaving for work on Sunday night at 7 p.m. For us, conference is at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. each day of conference. So having a mom half asleep or sleeping during a time she really wants to be awake and alert means there aren't really many meal traditions or special treats cooked up. But she does often sacrifice her sleep to watch more of conference. In fact, years ago, we were a very young family, two children under five. Her nursing career was beginning to establish itself at one of the hospitals. At this time, she worked Saturday and Sunday nights, which meant it would be a great difficulty for her on Sunday mornings and on church attendance, but she recognized the blessing of working two 12-hour shifts and getting paid for 40 hours and then having the rest of the week off at home to be a mom. She prayed and promised the Lord she would never miss any church meetings as long as the weekend program remained at the hospital. She has kept her promise, and 15 years later, when all other health systems in the area have ended their weekend programs, hers continues to remain intact, even in the face of new health systems taking over the hospital. I thought that would be a neat story of faith for you, but wasn't originally my intent. Well, Lance, thank you for sharing your story. It's a great story of the faith and faithfulness of your wife and your family and your dedication to church and watching General Conference. Another fun thing that Lance shared about his family is that they actually hold seminary in their basement. And this is what he said they did in order to make it more fun for the kids to come to seminary. He said they created Abraham's tent, and the theme of study last year for seminary was the Old Testament. And he says, and as you came down the stairs, you would walk through the doorway into his tent. This year is the New Testament, so we hung up some fish netting and hung the New Testament pictures on the nets, along with some fish and sea creatures, and we call it Peter's Fishing Hut, the theme being, I will make you fishers of men. And then he tells another story about some of the kids who come to seminary and the difficulties they go through. And he said that on several occasions, even in temperatures below 30, one of the students arrives in their basement having run the mile from his house to ours just to be here in seminary. I love hearing these stories of faith and faithfulness from the members of the church who are outside of Utah and what they go through sometimes to be able to have an experience like seminary, which is instruction for the youth. I think in Utah, we're a little spoiled. We have release time, and so the kids are able to just leave high school or junior high and go over and take a religion class in the middle of the day. It's a good reminder to, I think, those of us in Utah as well, that there is kind of a big sacrifice in other states to be able to make that time in their day. So, Lance, thank you again for sharing your stories with us. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I want to share with you a clip from Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and it's from General Conference, October 2012, and it's from an article called Trial of Your Faith, and I'm going to play that for you now.
The Apostle Peter identified something he called a trial of your faith. He had experienced it. Remember Jesus' words? Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Peter later encouraged others. Think it not strange, he said, concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. These fiery trials are designed to make you stronger, but they have the potential to diminish or even destroy your trust in the Son of God and to weaken your resolve to keep your promises to him. These trials are often camouflaged, making them difficult to identify. They take root in our weakness, in our vulnerabilities, our sensitivities, or in those things that matter the very most to us. A real but manageable test for one can be a fiery trial for another. How do you remain steadfast and immovable during a trial of faith? You immerse yourself in the very things that helped build your core of faith. You exercise faith in Christ. You pray. You ponder the scriptures. You repent. You keep the commandments and you serve others. When faced with a trial of faith, whatever you do, you don't step away from the church. Distancing yourself from the kingdom of God during a trial of faith is like leaving the safety of a secure storm cellar just as the tornado comes into view.
I like that quote from Elder Anderson about our trials take root in our weaknesses, our vulnerabilities, our sensitivities, or in those things that matter most to us, and that they really can be fiery trials for us in various ways. It's my prayer for all of us that we can not only pass, but conquer these tests given to us here in this life. And it's a good reminder, too, when Elder Anderson says that a real but manageable test for one can be a fiery trial for another. Kind of a good reminder not to judge each other because we're each fighting our own battle here. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or stories that you'd like to share with me, please feel free to email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can always post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with today is called Lead Kindly Light, and it's featuring the group Voicemail. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distance seen. One step enough for me. Lead thou. that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I love the garish day and spite of fears. Pride ruled my will, remember not past years. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it steers.
Long since and lost.